In this bulletin, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his trip to the US will only strengthen bilateral ties. Officials in the Philippines declare a nationwide polio outbreak after cases of the disease re-emerge. And in football, the Socceroos climb two places to 44 in the latest FIFA World Rankings. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's looking forward to deepening bilateral ties with Australia and the US as he arrived in Washington, D.C. Australia's role in helping America combat Chinese expansion in the Indo-Pacific Iranian aggression in the Middle East will be high on the agenda when US President Donald Trump hosts Australian Prime Minister at the White House. The visit will include signing of a memorandum of understanding involving Australia assisting the US to return to the moon and a joint plan on rare earths and critical minerals. Mr. Morrison says Australia is a partner the US can rely on.
There are many larger, I suppose more powerful friends that America has, but they know they do not have a more sure and steadfast friend than Australia. And so I'm looking forward to spending time with our American friends here over the next few days and celebrating our tremendous relationship.
The Australian Federal Police has sent investigators to Afghanistan to examine allegations of war crimes committed by Australian soldiers during the Afghanistan conflict. In a statement, the AFP says the investigation was triggered by a referral it received in June 2018. Afghan authorities are supporting the investigation. The AFP says no further details would be forthcoming at this time. A recent AFP raid on the ABC's Sydney office was linked to reporting on allegations of potential war crimes in Afghanistan by Australian Special Forces soldiers. At least 35,000 people nationwide and perhaps as many as 225,000 are gathering to strike in favour of stronger action on climate change. The global strike for climate is taking place in 110 towns and cities across Australia, with organisers demanding government and business commit to a target of net zero carbon emissions by 2030. They're also campaigning for a transition to 100% renewable energy. Moving overseas, in the Philippines has reported its first case of polio since the country was declared free of the disease 19 years ago. Health authorities say a three-year-old girl in the southern province has contracted the disease, while it was also detected in Manila's sewage and waterways of the country's third largest city, Davao. Another case is also being investigated. Stefan Dujarric, spokesman for the UN Secretary General, says UN agencies are helping with the country's response.
I think this is yet another incident that underscores the need for children all over the world, in rich countries, in developing countries, in poor countries, to be vaccinated. I think we cannot we need to underscore at every point the necessity and the importance of vaccines.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has vowed to continue his re-election campaign after several images of him in blackface emerged with less than 5 weeks before the national election. Mr. Trudeau's campaign was upended when Time magazine published a photo of Mr. Trudeau from his days as a private school teacher when he attended an Arabian Nights-themed costume party in brownface. Mr. Trudeau has asked voters for their forgiveness and says he cannot remember how many times he wore blackface.
And I think the question is, how can you not remember that? The fact is, I didn't understand how hurtful this is to people who live with discrimination every single day. I have always acknowledged that I come from a place of privilege, but I now need to acknowledge that that comes with a massive blind spot.
Socceroos legend Mark Bresciano will team up with ex-Matildas defender Amy Dugan to become the newest member of the FFA board early next month. The board has been operating with just five directors, whilst Deputy Chair Heather Reid undergoes treatment for cancer, though she's expected to resume her role imminently. A new CEO must also be in place by January to replace the outgoing David Gallop as the organisation downsizes its operational scope after handing over control of the A-League to the clubs. Let's check out the weather for today. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide, 18 rain easing in Perth and 18 degrees there as well. In Melbourne, partly cloudy and 25. It's sunny in Hobart and 24. It's partly cloudy in Canberra, 24. Much the same for Wollongong, 21. Partly cloudy as well for Sydney and 23. Similar in Newcastle, a top of 25. Much the same for Brisbane, 26. Partly cloudy also for Cairns and 29. It's 32 degrees in Darwin and sunny there. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.